It's 17 minutes before the hour. Next time on the Tavis Smiley Show, the summer blockbuster film iRobot has a lot of people thinking about the future, especially those who specialize in the field of robotics. We'll talk with two people who can separate fact from science fiction, plus regular commentators Antonio Gonzalez and Kimberly Williams Crenshaw. That's next time on the Tavis Smiley Show from NPR. Before Public Enemy told America to fight the power that be, it was the Isley Brothers laying the groundwork with the original call. As with today, certain pieces of music defined the 60s and early 70s for black folk, and the music played off of the resounding prose of leaders and orators like Huey Newton, Malcolm X, and Stokely Carmichael.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Everybody, what do you want? That's what we're gonna get.
Carmichael's voice is one of dozens heard on a compilation that combines the spoken word with words sung by revolutionary artists. Music producer Jonathan P. Fine brought it all together for the double CD just out, Black Power, The Music of a Revolution. Jonathan, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you, Tavis.
These voices, the music, the speeches, and the off-the-cuff remarks, for that matter, talk about how you found this common thread and how you wove all this together.
Well, I came up with the concept, I'd say, around a year and a half ago. I did a similar record geared towards the Vietnam War for the History Channel. And I sat down, called up a friend of mine, Sean Amos, in Los Angeles. And I talked to him about my idea, and he was down with it. And he said, let's take the time to define the movement and really put together, you know, what we felt to be really great music, really great speeches, really great pictures, and some really great liner notes. It took a long time, a lot of listening. Listened to a lot of speeches, listened to a lot of songs, really went high and low. And it's even more challenging because the music industry prevents us from using certain artists and certain amount of songs from certain companies. So we really had to work really hard to find what we felt to be the definitive Black Power compilation.
I say violence is necessary. Violence is a part of America's culture. It is as American as cherry pie.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
Talk about H. Rap Brown and then Gil Scott-Heron and how you used them on this project.
The H. Rap Brown came from Sean Amos. It was his idea, and he had sent me some speeches, and I just remember the whole violence is as American as cherry pie, and I said, we have to have this. This is perfect. And I felt it was a really, really great song coming out of the Watts Prophets and coming into the Gil Scott-Heron track, because it really sort of defined it.
The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal.
And I know people will look at this album and they'll know Marvin Gaye and they'll know the OJs and they'll know James Brown, but they probably won't know, you know, Kathleen Cleaver. They probably won't know the group The Sons of Slum.
Take this country and change it. Turn it upside down and put the last first and the first last. Not only for black people, but for all people.
So I'm just there to show people different music and kind of, you know, everyone can take out what they want from it, but hopefully it will at least teach people some stuff.
Music producer Jonathan P. Fine compiled and produced the double CD Black Power, The Music of a Revolution. He did likewise a couple of years ago with Vietnam, Songs from the Divided House. Jonathan, thanks for coming on. All the best on the project.
Thank you kindly, Tavis, for your time. God bless.